Israeli tanks penetrated the center of Rafah as Israel defense forces continue their drive to uproot remaining Hamas battalions in the southern Gaza Strip.
Armored forces of the IDF advanced during the night hours and were witnessed by residents of Rafah in several areas near the city's core, including in proximity to the Al-Auda Mosque, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. These tank units are part of a targeted and precise operation against Hamas battalions that fired rockets from Rahaf toward Tel Aviv in the latter part of the previous week, Benjamin Wright reporting.
Lawmakers in Georgia overrode a presidential veto of a contentious law mandating Western-backed NGOs and media outlets to register as foreign agents, a move that opponents fear jeopardizes any chance of EU membership.
Protesters assembled outside the legislative building in the capital city of Tbilisi prior to the vote to overturn the May 18th veto at a crucial juncture, the outcome of which will have major implications for the South Caucasus nation for years to come. Demonstrators chanted "Russian and slave" outside the parliament building, Joseph Eckerson reporting.
A pilot survived the crash of a developmental version of an F-35 fighter shortly after taking off from the Albuquerque International Sunport.
Lockheed Martin was in the process of delivering the aircraft to Edwards Air Force Base in Southern California when the plane crashed on the airport's south side. The plane caught fire, which was extinguished by local firefighters. The pilot ejected from the plane and was conscious when emergency response teams arrived, promptly transporting the unnamed pilot to a nearby hospital for treatment. Liam White reporting.
The Vatican issued an apology on behalf of the Pope following reports that he used a homophobic slur during a meeting with Italian bishops.
According to reports, the Pope used the derogatory Italian term during the May 20th meeting, where he reiterated his stance that gay men should not be permitted to train as priests in seminaries. He reportedly stated that while it was important for the church to embrace everyone, admitting gay priests could lead to them leading a double life. Jessica Oakley, reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Seven people were injured, including one critically, and two people remain missing after an explosion rocked downtown Youngstown, Ohio, officials said.
The explosion occurred near Central Square Tuesday afternoon, police stated, urging people to avoid the area. The building has been evacuated and streets in the surrounding area have been closed to traffic indefinitely due to the potential for a structural collapse, according to authorities. Lawrence Keller reporting.
The man who was arrested for allegedly randomly hitting a TikToker walking down a New York City street has been charged with assaulting, stalking, and harassing strangers.
Skibaki Stora, 40, of Brooklyn, has been charged with three counts of third-degree assault as a hate crime, one count of stalking as a hate crime, and second-degree aggravated harassment for incidents between September of 2023 and March 2024. Paul Gomez reporting.
Devin Johnson's life was uprooted for a second time when a tornado flattened his home over the Memorial Day weekend.
This occurred on the same lot in Kentucky where another storm left him homeless in 2021. Johnson, 21, watch Tuesday as workers used chainsaws to cut into the wreckage of the trailer he called home with his grandparents and girlfriend. It was an all-too-familiar scene for his family. Kyle Norris reporting.
A company that posted a discriminatory job advertisement seeking only white candidates has been fined by the federal government, according to officials.
Arthur Grand Technologies, an information technology services firm based in Virginia, posted a discriminatory job advertisement in March 2023 that restricted eligible candidates to only white U.S.-born citizens who are local within 60 miles from Dallas, Texas. The job ad also stated, "Don't share with candidates," according to a statement from the United States Department of Justice. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.